this guy, and I'm confused on why he has this as a pet, but okay, whatever.
Oh, great.
I mean, some people are going to argue with me on this one, and I get it.
It's not a normal thing, I'm assuming.
Not to me. No. Oh,
well, what is it?
Well, listen.
I'm just overwhelmed. I've been all over the United States and never seen the hospitality like I got here. Never in my life. She goes everywhere with me. When I open the door to go out of the house, she's right here at my heels. I open the door, she gets in the truck.
All right, so she.
It's like, a she.
So let's just take guesses. Like, this is, let me tell you who he is. His name is George Simmons. He's from Idaho, but he was in Oklahoma helping restore power.
He's impressed with all the hospitality he's getting.
Line worker, so he's like, so he goes, travels with she. Who's she?
Like a puppy? A dog?
So you think I would disagree with a puppy?
You would not disagree with a dog, a cat, anything normal. I don't know what it is.
It is a raccoon.
What?
So he has a raccoon that he travels with everywhere he goes. And the little raccoon.
Is the raccoon on a leash?
No, he just said that the raccoon just comes out the door with him and just, you know, like hangs out with him.
What?
So the little raccoon, he decided to go to Oklahoma, takes the raccoon with him. Raccoon just disappears.
Oh.
So the entire community in Oklahoma, which is nice that they all came together.
Wait, you mean the raccoon maybe went into his normal habitat?
Could you imagine that?
Right.
Could you imagine the raccoon looking around going, man, look at that world out there.
Right.
Like, that's where I belong. Like, over there, you know? Like, I belong over there.
All those trees.
Look at all those trees I could climb. Or I stay with George. George has been feeding me. It is convenient.
Right.
I get to sleep wherever I want in the house. But one day I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be mad at George. You know? Like, so what do I do? So I'm a little raccoon. I take off.
I'm looking this
up. A natural instinct. Okay. I'm a wild animal.
Right.
But the community has come together. Now, let me ask you something. What if little raccoon was like wandering around in the woods and found another raccoon and they look alike.
Right.
They're looking at each other. So little raccoon says, hey, man, I've had it really good. George is back there.
Right. The town's looking for me.
The town's looking for me. You look like me. Can you be me for a little bit? George will feed you. They'll
go
take
do
you around
it.
The town, take you around the country. Just go show up somewhere and they'll find you. That raccoon's like, man, I hate it out here. I hate it. I hate being here. Every other day, I got to find food and little bugs. And I'll take a Wendy's Baconator.
I got to work for this.
Right. So, yes, I'll do that. So eventually the town's going to find the little raccoon, but it's not going to be, it may not be his raccoon.
But, well, we're making this story up, or is that the truth?
No, he hasn't found him yet. The town can't seem to find the raccoon.
The town's still looking.
The whole town.
I'm going to go further for you on this. George doesn't have one, but two pet raccoons.
Two pet raccoons. So he now one's going to be mad.
Right. So the other one is a 50-pound fluff ball.
So he's overfeeding it. Even worse.
Tremble, this thing is huge.
That's what she said. And he's abusing the raccoon.
He feeds him potato chips and Arizona sweet iced tea.
I'm sorry, but this is animal abuse.
I mean,
it doesn't belong in your house, bro. You're not rehabilitating the animal.
Oh no!
And suddenly the other one probably ran away because he didn't want to hang out with the other one because the other one was eating everything.
Right? They had a 20-person search party.
Dude, just let the raccoon live in the wild.
Coonsy is his name. Oh man!
And look,
what?
I know that there's people out there that will. Raccoons get hurt.
Yeah.
So there's people out there, but they are wild. They're meant to be out there.
Yeah.
They're not pets.
Let them live.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, when I tell you, I won't say it again, but the size of a small car that your kids would play with, okay? Wait, okay. That doesn't make sense. One, you know, it's just big.
My kids play with a small.
It's just big.
Smart car, we call it. The kids go out and take the smart car out in the lot, out in the street, push it around. It's the size of a raccoon.
All right. I'm shocked. And you know what? Coonsy, you go live your best life.
That name is not like a good name.
Not at all. I'm just reading this.
Yeah.
Very weird. Lucy Lou is the other one, okay?
Lucy Lou's the fat one?
No, Lucy Lou is the normal one.
Lucy Lou's the escaper. It's the one that escaped.
Coonsy is the one that left.
Don't you think that's animal abuse, feeding this thing?
Yeah. I mean,
you can't feed a raccoon potato chips. Now, raccoons jump into trash and all that stuff, so I guess they eat everything anyways.
Yeah.
But you are contributing to it.
Yeah.
I think it's animal abuse.
I mean, kind of, but then like Coonsy gets to sleep in a house, you know?
It doesn't want to sleep. It likes trees.
I guess so. Okay, well,
do you supposed to have a license to have a raccoon?
Right, can you own a raccoon?
I mean, are people going out in their backyards trying to trap raccoons and bring them inside and domesticate them? It's not a good thing.
Right. In many states, it's illegal to own a pet raccoon.
Now, this guy will argue with me, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure a lot of people will argue with me.
He owns raccoons. Of course, he's going to argue with you.
Yeah. He's going to tell me why I shouldn't own him. I'm like, I can give you 50,000 reasons why you shouldn't own him.
Yeah.
You're hand feeding him. And what if something happens to him? Then that raccoon is stuck like being hand fed by a human. It's always going to rely on you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, keep going. Coonsie's 3 pounds shy of the world record of the largest raccoon.
So he's trying to make the raccoon fat.
I don't know. I mean, it's eating potato chips and drinking sweet tea all day. You do the math.
It is. He's literally trying to win a contest for the fattest raccoon in the country.
You're right. Coonsie took off on its own.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to get diabetes.
She said, let me free.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need this.
Right.
I don't need to be, I can feed myself.
Right.
I don't need to be overfed by your hand.
Right. Well,
yeah. Coonsie, good for her for escaping.
Live your best life, girlfriend. Oh, man. He's staying in Oklahoma until he finds Coonsie. He ain't not finding Coonsie.
Oklahoma. Oh my gosh. They should kick him out.
Right.
Like, dude, go away. We're going to take care of this raccoon by leaving it alone.
Right. And apparently you can apply for a license in Oklahoma to own or breed.
What about Idaho? Because he's from Idaho.
Oh, that's true.
He doesn't even have a proper license in Oklahoma to have this thing on tour with him.
You're not allowed to own a raccoon in Idaho.
What's he tell his friends? Like friends go, hey, what's in your truck, man? He's like, oh, that's...
Coonsie.
Yeah.
You think he has to make it up?
That's my pet raccoon, guys.
Right. Or think about a date. Like, he's swiping on Tinder. You think he puts Coonsie in his pictures on his dating profile? Because you know he's single. He is not married.
I don't know. You know there's people out there.
That's true.
Raccoons can be cute at sometimes, but I see him at night, and I see him hissing. I've seen some nasty raccoons.
Same.
Do some, you know, they just don't want to be messed with.
That Disney movie Pocahontas really skewed our vision of what a raccoon should be. Little Miko, remember him?
I never watched Pocahontas.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh man. Anyway,
I'll have to watch it.
It's a solid movie.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to Coonsie. Don't go back.
Stay far away.